We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This one is still out there, and I still wouldn't hate it. But the Brandon Ayuk rumors continue that a new deal ain't done. He might or might not be on the trade block. And it seems there's smoke and it's continuing to kind of be out there. And I wouldn't hate it. The door is left open, according to Mike Silver of the San Francisco Chronicle, and that a deal can't be ruled out for a trade involving Brandon Ayuk, probably on draft night at this point.
Yeah, probably. Which is tomorrow.
Per Silver, the 49ers have asked for a first round pick.
Okay.
And of course they'd have to be willing to give him a contract.
And there is where the problem lies, because I think it's a double-edged question, if you will, right? Do you want Brandon Ayuk, Josh? Yeah, I'd love to have Brandon Ayuk. Would you be willing to give up draft picks for Brandon Ayuk? Yeah, I'd be willing to give up draft picks. Do you think the Chiefs are going to give him $25 million a year and make him the second highest paid wide receiver in the NFL because that's what he wants?
No.
I don't think that they're going to do something like that, right?
I wouldn't hate if they did.
No, I wouldn't either.
This is a second contract guy who's earned it,
right?
And feels like a pretty much, you know, what his baseball card is, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a really good baseball card, right? It's a nice wide receiver. It would make this team so much better. But I think, again, as we've talked about throughout,
they don't have to be beholden to, we never do this.
Right, exactly.
They weren't doing it in that situation, and they weren't doing it for somebody that is getting even older.
Right.
Right.
Right. Sure.
So it's a little further down the track as well.
Right. You're talking about Tyreek Hill as well. Yeah.
So that was a little further down the track as well. So you can't say we'll never do this. They haven't said we'll never do this. They just give you the indication of it's going to be tough for them to make a decision like this, but something like this, I'd give a shot to.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's a risk.
That's why I think it's two totally different conversations. Would you do it? Yeah. Do you think the Chiefs will do it? No, I don't, right? Again, it goes back to the wide receiver. Our want for a wide receiver is greater than what they believe their need is for a wide receiver. And we'll talk a little Kadarius Toney a little bit later on, I think in the hour or so, about, you know, what the situation is involving him right now. But I just think we're at a point where I think we have to just accept that the Chiefs, from what we have seen so far, they're not interested in spending that kind of money. They could have spent that kind of money on free agent wide receivers over the last couple of years. They have chosen, obviously, not to go that route. I think they want to find that young guy in the draft. This may be the year that they go ahead and do that and find that young wide receiver in the draft where they can save some bucks on not paying somebody $25 million a year, because that is a lot, but that is the going rate now for a great wide receiver. So unless you are 100% confident that Patrick Mahomes is going to make everybody else better, which he has done over the last couple of years, it's hard to argue you're probably not going to go out and get that weapon. Now, if you're a team like, let's say, the Giants, and you have Daniel Jones, and you're not going to draft a quarterback to replace Daniel Jones, then you go out there and you go get those weapons like a Brandon Ayuk, and you go above and beyond in the weapons department to try to make that quarterback better, which is exactly what the Chiefs did when Patrick Mahomes became the starter. Their first move was to go out and get Sammy Watkins because they didn't know how good Patrick Mahomes was going to be, so they wanted to get a veteran wide receiver. Fast forward 6 years, 4 Super Bowls, 3 championships later, I think the quarterback is pretty good. They're saying, we don't need to spend this money on the wide receiver position. Let's focus it on the defense, or let's focus it somewhere else because we've got a quarterback that is going to make everybody else better. And so I think if Patrick Mahomes is wanting for a wide receiver, we're kind of a victim of our own success because the organization is like, you're really good. We're not going to spend that kind of money on a wide receiver because you can make a average wide receiver a good wide receiver. And I think Patrick Mahomes has hurt himself in that department.
But
I need a wide receiver.
But I don't think you have to hold steadfast to that and be like, we never will do this.
Right.
And I don't think they will. Brandon Ayuk would be a second contract.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill was a
third contract.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like
exactly.
Those are different situations. And then also the San Francisco factor.
Right.
Do I really in my heart of hearts think San Francisco's wants to deal with
probably
the Chiefs?
Not.
I would say
no.
Probably not.
But if Brandon Ayuk says I only want to go to Kansas City and I'm not signing this contract, then that's something that you have to consider, right?
Sources have said.
Good wide receiver only wants to play in Kansas City.
Sources have said he's only interested in this.
And today's an interesting day, actually, because today in 2004 was the day that Eli Manning was drafted number one overall by San Diego and then immediately traded to the Giants for Phillip Rivers, and he went to the Chargers, and we know how that worked. Maybe there's a draft day trade where Marvin Harrison Jr. says, you know what? I'm just not playing for anybody other than Kansas City. You can draft me, and then maybe the Chiefs work out a draft day trade to get Marvin Harrison Jr. Like the Cardinals have some offers there at number four. They get some good offers, but ultimately at the end, the Chiefs say, you draft Marvin Harrison Jr., and we'll swing a trade with you for that player, and we'll draft who you want at number 32, and we'll make that pick swap, and then we'll give you some more picks throughout the draft.
That'd
maybe that's something you can get
That'd
to as well.
Change hats
in
the middle of the night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.